بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. هذا شرف ودار الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه تايتل إيز يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة
يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام و مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام و مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چاہو گی جو پائے کا دل میں پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہو گی جو پائے کا دل میں پیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں میں نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat has presented it in beautiful poetic form, and Hazrat is teaching us one of the conditions of Iman is to have great love for Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and only through that we can get the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and whatever is attached and whatever there is connection nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, that has great value in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so much so that Allah Ta'ala has commanded, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, that people who have got taqwa and they have got great connection with Allah Ta'ala, then all the tenets, all the signs of deen, everything that is connected to Allah. And we can't imagine the connection of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then all those things that are connected with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even very beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if we want the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is teaching us here that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ, if you want the love of Allah, or if you think you have got the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah Rabbul Izzat that we should follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then not only in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so beautifully as Hazrat has put it also and explained, that throughout the world we see the beautiful sunrise, we see the beautiful moon, the full moon, etc. That is all the world that Allah Ta'ala has created. But the moon and the sun of Medina Sharif has got a very special great virtue, because upon that moon and upon that sun, the eyes of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fallen there. So what that also gets great honor. So your Hazrat is teaching us that in order to inculcate this Iman and this connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything that is attached to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes greatly beloved to a true lover of Allah Ta'ala through a true believer. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Ye Subhe Madina, Ye Shame Madina, that can we just imagine when Allah grants this opportunity and you present in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what can be said of the morning of that, of being present in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's city? What can be said of the evening? In other words, if the morning is so beautiful, the evening is so beautiful, then the whole day, if a person passes it, his day correctly in the company of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with reciting durood, be conscious of the Mubarak sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat explained, then you're going to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as our Shaykh has taught us, that today we might think that with all the protocols, all the conditions, it might be difficult to go, but a person can zoom in. And as the poem was being recited, myself should just think that we could have thought that we write in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then see the enjoyment of listening to his poem even more greater. And then we should be making dua that, O Allah, remove and give hidayah to the rulers of Haramain, Sharifain, and the whole of Saudi Arabia, that all the evils be removed, and the great the efforts that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, and from there where deen spread and is still spreading throughout the world, let that noor spread from there again. So ye subh Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. Then what can be said? How blessed is that person who is resided in Medina Sharif, whether it's even for 1 minute, whether it's even for few hours, then that person who is staying in Medina Sharif, how mubarak is that person. But blessed will be that person if he is staying in Medina Sharif and is practicing on the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even mubarak is that person who is far away from Medina Sharif bodily, but his heart is connected to Medina Sharif. That is, he is engaged in Durood Sharif as much as possible. He is concerned to bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every step of his life. Then he is also very blessed. Because on the other hand, a person can be right close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are far from the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then that person has distanced himself from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And where can he ever imagine of getting the love of Allah Ta'ala? So Allah give me all of us tawfiq to realize this reality. Hazrat then explains, when you're in Medina Sharif and you realize where you are, and you realize Allah has given you these blessed moments, then what can be said? Bala jaane kya jamo meena hai alam, tere kaif e khush khuram Medina. Then what can be said? You can't explain in what a different universe you are. You can't explain the enjoyment of, because in the precincts of Medina Sharif, in the precincts of the Haram, you are, so to say, in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what can you explain? What enjoyment and what splendor there is in Medina Sharif, the whole world put together cannot compare to that. You can be anywhere in the world, the best place cannot be compared, not an iota compared to the beautiful city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we only realize that, then even if we cannot be bodily there, but daily we should take our heart there and our spirit there by reciting a lot of durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if a person is there bodily also and spiritually also, and Allah Ta'ala grants us opportunity, and this is only through the karam and fazal of Allah Ta'ala. It's not that anybody deserves it in the least, but it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness, and we should be begging Allah Ta'ala that Allah take us over and over with utter respect and with proper adab, etc., to the Mubarak city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person is there, then very important, what is great important as far as Iman is concerned, is adab. And when a person has got respect, then he will get a great amount of goodness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if a person doesn't have respect or is unattentive to his adab, then he loses out a lot. And then, as Hazrat has taught us, Hazrat Mawlana Thani rahmatullah has mentioned further, that bad adab, bad nasib, that a person who's got no respect whatsoever, he doesn't regard it as important, that what's wrong, why should I respect certain, we are all human beings, many people who don't know the value of the Ahlullah, they say, hum rijal wa nahnu rijal, that they also men, we also men, why must we respect them so much? This was the attitude of the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah Sharif. So we should realize, yet forget that the respecting the personality is just the place. Medina Sharif ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Medina. Hazrat is teaching us the etiquette, the adab, that when you're visiting the Mubarak city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which as we learned, Allah Ta'ala loves the city of Medina Sharif because his beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Makkah Sharif. After all, Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak birth in Makkah Sharif. And then the house of Allah Ta'ala is there. So how much Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Makkah Sharif. So Hazrat is teaching us the great adab is that in every gully of Medina Sharif, wherever we are, and even in today's time, with the modern atmosphere there. We shouldn't become distracted and be unmindful and get involved in watching newspaper and words, watching TV, etc., and just being busy on our phones. Wherever we are, in every gully, we should be engaged in reciting durood and have great importance of the respect of every gully, every moment in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who doesn't realize this, Allahu Akbar. One great buzurg is explained that he just mentioned that the day, the Sawmalk of Medina Sharif, that day it happened to be a bit more sour to him. So he said the day is too sour. That same night he saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if our day is more sour to you, our sawmal, then rather go somewhere else. So a person should be extremely careful, even what we utter, how we walk, etc., how we spend our time, and not only in Medina Sharif. If we want to get connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even reciting durood with great adab and respect, then a person will see, forget everything else, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be far more beloved. Just the satis, the name of the sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how beloved will that be to a person? Medina, 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 bara lut deta hai naam e Medina. Then Hazrat says over and over, you can just say Medina Sharif, Medina Sharif. What enjoyment it gives to a lover of Allah Ta'ala, to a lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sign of Iman. This is the sign that a person is getting connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, when your person realizes the value of the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and greater than that, the value of following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what this world? This world will have no attachment to him. Forget the world. Nigaon mein sultaniyat hej hogi, jo paayega dil mein sayam-e Madina. That the whole world, Allah can give you the kingdom of the world, but it will be like nothing, because you have got the great message of Medina Sharif from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, of Iman, of the greatness of Allah, and the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when this penetrated the heart, then Allah ta'ala gave them rulership of the world. But how they ruled? Like humble mendicants. But they conquered the Roman and Persian emperors. They conquered all that. But that didn't mean a thing to them. They established the deen of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They brought peace and harmony to the world, because the true message of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam penetrated their heart. And then what the whole world is looking for, we are looking for it in the wrong direction. Hazrat says, sukoon e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Medina mein. That the peace and happiness in the whole world, where are you looking for it? Some people think, well, just university degree, or if I get this business, or if I get that house, etc., it doesn't lie anywhere in this dunya. It lies only in the system of Medina Sharif, that is in the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which so beautifully our Honorable Mother Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa Rajanao said, didn't you read the Quran in Kareem? That was the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there will be peace in the world. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, even the kuffar, if they rule according to the method of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace will come into the world. And imagine what Iman, if we come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there can be turmoil all around us. The world can try and scare us. You will have peace in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. Finally, Hazrat mentioned, O Azad Akhtar Ghame Do Jahan Se, Jo Ho Jai Dil Se Ghulame Medina. That you got this peace and you want a heart that is free of all worries, etc. Hazrat says, and taking his own name, but teaching us that, O Akhtar, you'll be free from all the worries of both the world, and this world, and more important, the worries of the Qabr and the Akhirat. If you just, there you become, from your heart and soul, you become the true slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, following fully in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our pious elders. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. We're doing the chapter on the different types of sins a person should abstain from. Ruh number 22, abstaining from sin. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, among the major sins are to devour the wealth of orphans, to flee from the battlefield of jihad, and to slander innocent and chaste women, that is to accuse them of fornication and immorality. In another hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu also mentions that among the great sins are stealing, banditry, and fornication. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, four qualities in a man render him a total munafiq, hypocrite. If one of these four exists in him, a share of hypocrisy is found in him. Such nifaq will remain in him as long as he retains that quality. These four qualities of hypocrisy are, number one, abuse of trust, when people place trust in him. Number two, when he speaks, he lies. Number three, when he promises, he violates his promise. And number four, when he argues, he becomes abusive. Hazrat Safwan ibn Asar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not deliver an innocent person to the rulers so that he be executed or oppressed, and do not practice magic. All forms of injustices committed with the aid of the authorities in the land, and all forms of evil satanic practices such as witchcraft, fortune telling, etc., come within the scope of this hadith's prohibition. The following are some acts prohibited in Islam and for which grave warnings of punishment have been sounded by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: to mock at someone, to taunt a person, to call a person by a degrading nickname, to cast suspicion against someone, to search for the faults of others, ghibat, backbiting, to gossip, to revile a person for no proper reason, double-faced, to be two-faced, to slander, to deceive, pride and vanity, cruelty and oppression, refraining from aiding one in hardship despite having the means, to create loss for another in his wealth, to cast aspersions against a person thereby ruining his reputation, to be unkind to juniors and disrespectful to seniors, to break ties with a Muslim for some worldly motive, pictures of living things, people and animals, shaving or cutting of the beard, imitating the kuffar in fustak in dress, for a woman to imitate men in dress and for men to imitate women. Besides the above, there are many other sins, and it is essential to abstain from all sin. Involvement in sin stunts spiritual development, and the noor of iman does not glitter. Sin darkens the heart. Sin hardens the heart and creates a dislike for Allah Ta'ala and for all pious men associated with Allah Ta'ala. Constant indulgence in sin creates in one an aversion for pious company. The consequence is that one gives up to sin, the one given up to sin recedes further and further away from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He then loses all hope in rectitude and in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. When overcome by this condition, the believer will be standing on the threshold of kufr. It is essential to continuously resort to tawbah and seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Tawbah and istighfar do not allow the darkness flowing from sin to engulf and permanently settle on the heart. Tawbah secures forgiveness for all sins of violations of Allah's rights. However, if the sin involves the rights of others as well, a requisite for obtaining forgiveness is to rectify the rights of others whose rights were violated. That is to be done by either discharging the actual object, if the right is in a tangible form, example money, or by obtaining pardon if the right is intangible, example you slander the person, you abuse the person. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a sincere repenter of sins is like one who has committed no sin. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, discharge the rights of your Muslim brother today, whether such rights pertain to his honor or wealth, before there comes the time in the akhirat when there will be neither gold or silver. If arrangements are not made here to fulfill usurped or undischarged rights, the demand for discharge will be made in the year after. But there man will have no means of paying his rights and fulfilling what he has cast aside here. There he will be made to pay and discharge the rights of others on Qiyamah by means of his accepted virtuous deeds. his deed, which is the only capital of the believer in the year after, will be taken, and in proportion to the rights usurped, will be handed over to the one who is entitled to those rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.